This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Jennifer Hartline is the Director of Fund Development and Public Relations for Boot Heel Counseling Services. And here on our Mental Health Monday segment, and I've spoken with some great people all over the state, and they've done some wonderful work with Show Me Hope, Missouri's crisis counseling program, which is available in response to disasters or critical events. And Jennifer is joining us to share some of her success stories with Boot Heel Counseling Services. Jennifer, welcome. How big of an area do you cover?
Well, we are in Southeast Missouri, and we cover four counties, which is Scott, Stoddard, Mississippi, and New Madrid in the Boot Heel region.
Yeah, okay. So the name fits.
Yes.
So you are Boot Heel. You're not expanding past that. Well, let's talk about, you're the director of fund development with a D, but you could also be the director of fun development because you had some fun projects during the statewide shutdown. And I want to talk about these Hopeful Rocks. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. The Hopeful Rocks project came about as those of us working with the Show Me Hope program were sitting around thinking of ideas and ways that we could spread hope throughout our community during the lockdown time of the COVID pandemic. And at that time, one of the activities that families could do together was to visit parks and those sorts of things. And so we would go around and we painted rocks, something that had been done a few years ago. We sort of brought it back a little bit. And we would do prize rocks. We put a prize rock in every county. And if someone found that particular rock, sort of like hunting for Easter eggs, they had a prize with it. And that prize was a self-care packet for the family or the individual who found it. So it was full of things like coping skills, tips, stress relievers, all sorts of information, including some disaster preparedness information.
How many rocks were painted?
Oh, gosh, hundreds, if not thousands.
Who did all of them?
Yeah, well, our staff did. We would sometimes take them home on the weekends, and we just would paint and paint and paint. And we had some of our staff at Boot Heel Counseling, our total staff, not just the Show Me Hope team. We have about 100 employees. And so we were grateful that everybody kind of joined in. But our Show Me Hope team, I will have to say, spent a lot of time painting rocks, not just at the beginning of the project, but throughout the whole project. We kind of use that as a way just to be out in the community and to meet with people and talk to them once we were able to do so.
Yeah, that's great. Were all the rocks found or are there still some out there?
Oh, I'm sure there's still some out there. Yeah, there's no way we could have known if they were all found. Matter of fact, one of our counties still has a prize rock that has not been claimed. And we have went back twice to find it and we can't find it ourselves now.
Years from now, someone's going to stumble upon one of these and go, what is this? Yeah.
Yes, they probably will.
Yeah, that's great. Jennifer Hartline is joining us from Boot Heel Counseling Services. And so you wanted people to share some of their stories of hope. Were there any stories from families that were posted that kind of stick out to you?
Yeah, there were a couple. One story that comes to mind is that there was a family who, because of the pandemic and they lived in a larger city, they had come to stay with grandparents. And so they were able, being more of a rural area in the Boot Heel, they were able to get out and enjoy things. And that became part of their daily adventures. They would go out into the community and search for the Hopeful Rocks. And they just talked about how much joy it brought that family during a very difficult time.
One of the recurring themes through Show Me Hope has been looking out for educators, social workers, first responders, and you and your staff at Boot Heel Counseling Services did that as well with these BCS talks. These were virtual presentations?
Yes. What we would do is every Wednesday, I think it was at 2:00, we would have presentations that went out and they were targeted very specifically to different groups each week, as well as anyone could join in. But we did specific BCS talks that were centered around teachers who were working so hard to educate their children, whether students were at home. We focused on the stresses of that and the stresses of going back to school. We did presentations specifically for first responders and healthcare workers, and everything that the stress levels and how things change in the medical field completely during the pandemic time, and the address the scariness sometimes of those positions, you know, those of us in healthcare who were at work. And just we tried to do a lot of education around coping skills and just taking a minute to breathe and to do mindfulness activities and those sorts of things.
Jennifer Hartline joining us from Boot Heel Counseling Services. Have you had an opportunity to talk with educators and first responders? Are things kind of getting back to a sense of normalcy for them with their everyday jobs?
I do believe so. I believe it's a somewhat of a new normal. I think that those women and men who are in those fields just have a heart and a passion for serving in that nature, and they are willing to do whatever it takes. But whatever it takes sometimes takes a big toll on the individual. So we have had some specific trainings. We have done things like use sidewalk chalk and just graffitied up their parking lots where the employees worked at the hospitals, just to let them know that we care and that we're thinking about them and that they are not alone and everything that they were due, not just during the pandemic, but every day. And the same really goes for first responders. We would send out appreciation cards. We would go visit. We have a great relationship with our first responders and law enforcement in our community, and just made sure that they knew that we were not only there for the community, but them as individuals as well.
Show Me Hope is Missouri's crisis counseling program that is used, activated in response to a disaster or critical event. Jennifer, making our way out of this pandemic, these services are still available for people in your area. What are some basic coping skills that people can use in everyday life? That, you know, we don't have a widespread disaster, but a critical event that could affect one person or a family.
Sure. Yeah. I think the pandemic honestly changed everyone forever in some things. And one exercise that's super easy that can be done with children, adults, it doesn't really matter, but it's just to take a moment to, when you feel the anxiety or the fear or stress creeping up on you, it's just to take a moment and just breathe for a minute. Think that you have an imaginary ball in your hand maybe, and that it's going in and it's going out, and just taking breaths, inhaling and exhaling as that ball would go in or go out. It's just a great exercise that can be done. Another great coping skill is maybe feeling stress that we talk about is think five, and that's, what are five things you can see? What are four things you can hear? What are three things that you can touch? What are things that two things that you can taste? And what is one thing, and we just kind of do this one a little differently, what is one thing that can bring you peace and calmness? And just try to think of what those things are. And by just taking a moment, stepping away from the situation, a lot of times that can help individuals cope, and it can help them think a little differently, and it can just give them that little small break that sometimes we all need when situations just get hard, they get panicked, they get stressful, and sometimes we just need a few minutes. To simple things can help us regroup very fastly.
And whether people are living in the Boot Heel or around the state, there's someone that can help in your area.
Yes, absolutely. There is information on the Show Me Hope is out on the websites, Facebook pages. There are people all over the state that can help with coping skills and resource linkage and just all sorts of things. The Show Me Hope is a great program.
Any other community collaborative efforts that you have going on or anything coming up in the near future?
Well, we here in the Boot Heel have lots of things going on. May is Mental Health Month, and we have local things that we're doing within our agency. We are all in this together, and that mental health is important, and it is something to be talked about, and we have to break the stigmas associated with mental health so that more people will seek help when they need it.
Jennifer Hartline from Boot Heel Counseling Services, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.